What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Found Bites, a game review series. My name is Brian, and I'll be your host. If you don't know about us, we're all about testing and finding small, high-quality video games. And this week is another Tales and Sales episode, where we do a quick rundown of some first impressions for five small games, and then highlight some games from our discussion catalog that are currently on sale on major platforms. So without further ado, let's get started on some games, starting with a game called Cookie Cutter. This is available on PC and next-gen consoles, so only PS5 and the Xbox Series. I've put about 2 hours into this on PS5. This is a 2D platformer slash beat-em-up, a little similar to a game called Guacamelee, and I believe its sequel, Guacamelee 2. There's an interesting story in this game. It's kind of like a cyberpunk underbelly type scene. It's a little bit comic booky, but it's super violent, it's gory, it's very in-your-face. The characters and sort of their mannerisms and just the general look of the characters, they're very like, whoa. There is some exploration, some fast travel, which makes it easier to get around, but I really found this game, especially the combat, to be super button mashy. And as you're exploring, I don't really know what the purpose is. It's just kind of aimless wandering. I wish there were more like collecting, and I know there is some kind of upgrade stuff where you have to get certain things or maybe recipes or something like that, but I've put in a couple hours and I'm really not seeing the return on that. And those are really the elements that I enjoy the most, kind of upgrading your character, collecting things, finding things. So I'm not really seeing that here. So it could be a good game, but really not something that I'm gonna get back to. Next up is Bendy and the Ink Machine. This is available on PC, Mac, mobile, and consoles. I put in about 5 hours with my wife in this game. I started it on my own and kind of put it down, and then she started playing it, and so her and I kind of passed the controller back and forth on her PS4, and we did eventually beat it, I think, in about 5 hours. It's a first-person puzzle action horror game. It really does not start out that way. You're kind of just like intrigued, or you're not really understanding, or it's more like an immersion sim at first, but then it really starts to pick up. Love the concept of this game. Really cool. It's like old school cartoons like Steamboat Willie, but like what's behind it, like the animators and sort of the business. And it's mixed with just madness and the supernatural. It really comes out of nowhere. And it kind of gets into being a psychological thriller at times. Really like the gameplay variation. I thought it was very interesting. Sometimes you're just kind of open exploring. Other times you're being chased by something. Other times you're in the stealth mode and you have to get through certain things. And other times you're just doing puzzles. So really nice mix up there. I really feel like the game is kind of clunky in the way it controls. It's super slow, especially when you're being chased. It gets really old that you keep dying. Definitely would like a little more movement, a little more flexibility there. It's definitely something. There is something here. I really like what they've done here. I wish it would, like I said, be more flexible. There are some sequels, and one is actually on sale. I may inquire about going into the sequel because I think it added some features and some flexibility. And so this is a pretty interesting game and a pretty interesting series potentially. So maybe check it out. Next up is a game called Saviorless. This is available on PC, Mac, and all consoles. I put in about 1 to 2 hours on PS5. This is a 2D action puzzle platformer. I'm very intrigued by this. The story is a bit wild. There's some breaking of the fourth wall. There's like these storytellers, and then they're kind of describing what's going to happen. And you do different sequences as different characters, so you are swapping between characters. I think it's just kind of part of the story. I don't know where it's going. Puzzles in this game are very good. Again, they're platformer oriented. There are some side quests, which is interesting because the game is mostly linear. And it's like a linear side scroll, so you're not often going back. So it's interesting to do side quests with the puzzle platforming while not really going back. Art style is a bit unsettling. I guess it's hand-drawn. It kind of reminds me of the Creepytale games mixed with like Banner Saga and like 8 Doors and a little bit of Leica. It can be a little spooky. The colors are a bit drab, but I think that's intentional. This is a game that I definitely will get back to. It is interesting. It's definitely unlike story-wise anything that I played, or at least the progression. So I think there might be something here. Next up is a game called Inculinati. I think that's how you pronounce it. This game is available on PC, Mac, and all consoles. I put in about 2 to 3 hours on PlayStation 5. This is a 2D tactical strategy game. It's very interesting how this game is set up. It's kind of like you have a master who's like the drawer and their creations. And so when you're in a battle, like your master can draw different characters or different soldier types that kind of spawn into the battle, and they're used as part of the 2D tactical battle. The game is really interesting in how it presents itself. It's very fourth wall breaking. Like sometimes you do see like a literal hand come across the screen. The humor is very irreverent. The different characters and how they look and how they act and interact, very irreverent, very matter-of-factly. This game is very complex, very complex. I've put in almost 3 hours. I have only done tutorials. So there is a section of tutorials where it's got like three different levels, and it's all like more advanced as you do different things. And I don't know what the actual game is, but the tutorials are very long. There is a lot here. The tactical things that you can do, like jumping over characters or pushing characters or interacting with barrels or things in the environment to try and beat your opponent. There's a lot here. I really enjoy the vibe. I enjoy the humor. And the complexity is something that I'm going to chip away at this for quite a while. This may overwhelm a lot of people, but if you're someone who really likes to get into the weeds of tactical strategy games, there really is something here for you. And lastly is a game called Donut County. This is available on PC, Mac, mobile, and all consoles. I put in about 2 to 3 hours on PS4 with my wife. We kind of played it together. And we beat it. It's a pretty short game. This game is super silly. It's very nonchalant. There's a lot of humor in it. This is basically a physics-based puzzle game. Primarily what you're doing is you're controlling this giant hole, and you're moving it around to be able to engulf objects and put them down into the hole. And then when it eats something, it grows. So like you're kind of playing a little puzzle game of like, okay, what's the smallest thing? And then I'll slowly get up to the biggest thing by engulfing all of the other smaller things. So it's a lot of size order puzzle stuff. And there's a story, because as you're doing this, it's going to play on the consequences. Like it's not just randomly you're playing this puzzle game, but you're doing things to this environment, this area, this town, and there's going to be consequences. So this reminds me a lot of I Am Bread, where like in I Am Bread, it's like this pretty hard platformer and you're just trying to move a piece of bread all the way to a toaster and become toast, and then you don't realize that, oh, I'm playing a game, but there are consequences in whatever this world is. And so something similar is happening here, and I like the humor behind that, and I like how that story's handled. This game is short and sweet. It's a fun game. You'll definitely get through it in one sitting. It's a nice pass the controller back and forth, or you know, just kind of laugh at all the silly things that are happening. So definitely a lighthearted game if you're someone into sort of those smaller lighthearted experiences. All right, let's talk about some sales. And let's start with the PlayStation Network. So today is Thursday, June 20th, and we have a mid-year deal going on PSN that will end on 7/3, so that's July 3rd. And let's talk about some games that are in that sale, starting with Signalis. Signalis is on sale for $13.99. Signalis is a great survival horror game that takes a lot of odes from the Silent Hill games or Resident Evil games. It's a great price there, so check out Signalis. The Pathless is on sale for $15.99. That's a good price. Rollerdrome is on sale for $9.89. Again, that is the lowest price we've seen it. That is a great price for this game. Definitely check that out. A Hat in Time is on sale for $14.99. Great 3D platformer. Witchwood is on sale for $11.99. Infernax, one of our recent episodes, big ode to the Castlevania games. That's on sale for $13.39. That's a great price for a really great experience. Jotun is on sale for $3.74. That's a really great price for a nice top-down action game that is really fulfilling, rooted in Norse mythology. Really love that game. Axiom Verge is on sale for $4.99. That's a game we've talked about before. It is a nice ode to Super Metroid and all of those kind of Metroidvania type games. Very simple, but very complex in a lot of ways. $4.99 is a great price for that. Hotline Miami is on sale for $2.49, and Hotline Miami 2 is on sale for $2.99. I will always beat the drum for those games. If you have not played them, definitely check that out. Great prices. Darkwood is on sale for $8.99. That is a great top-down survival horror game, resource management. Love that game. And games that we just talked about, Donut County is on sale for $3.89, Cookie Cutter is on sale for $5.99, and Bendy and the Ink Machine are on sale for $9.99. So great prices for some of the games that we just talked about. If you are even a little bit curious, those are pretty good prices, especially on Donut County. That's a nice one-sitting experience for $3.89. Definitely worth that. All right, let's talk about some Switch sales, and there's not much here, as I believe a big rush of games just ended sale last night. Great timing on my part. But on Switch, we have Morbid, The Seven Acolytes. That's on sale for $2.49 for the next 5 days. Citizen Sleeper is on sale for $9.99. Check out our episode on that for the next 2 days. That's on sale. And Dicey Dungeons is currently on sale for $3.74, and it's actually going to end tonight. So if you're one of the few people who are going to listen to this as soon as it publishes, you can jump on Dicey Dungeons for $3.74 on Switch. And then finally, Steam sales. And for this, we go to SteamDB, and we have a bunch of good games on sale right now, starting with Blasphemous. This is on sale for $6.24 for the next 7 days. That's a great 2D Metroidvania Souls-like insert terminology here, but a really great game there. Chance of Sennar is a great game. That is on sale for $14.99, and there's no end date for that sale that I can see, but that is on sale for $14.99 on Steam. Citizen Sleeper is also on sale on Steam for $9.99 for the next 7 days. Dicey Dungeons is on sale on Steam for $3.74 for the next 4 days. Narita Boy is on sale for $2.49 for the next 7 days. That is a great price for a really nice experience. 2D platformer, primarily adventure game. Really good experience. I think $2.49 is a great, great price. Greek Memories of Azure is on sale for $4.99 for the next 7 days. Steam World Heist is on sale for $1.49 for the next 2 days. That is a great deal, so jump on that for the next 2 days while it is still there. Iris and the Giant is on sale for $4.49 for the foreseeable future. There's no end date for that sale. This is a great game, a great deck-building roguelike. I really enjoy my time with this game, so $4.49, great price for that. And then finally, Golf Club Nostalgia, which is formerly Golf Club Wasteland, is on sale for $1.99 for the next 7 days. $1.99 is a great price for that game. Nice 2D golf physics game with a lot of story, a lot of character. And I think that is a great price, so check that out for the next 7 days on Steam. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Stay tuned for our next episode to see what new games we found for you.